Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our high nearing 19. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 8. More sunshine on Tuesday, warmer with our high nearing 42. And partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with a low around 28. Even warmer on Wednesday, sunny with a high of 48 and cloudy and 31 throughout Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 18.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we wrap up 2022 and get ready for legislative session of 2023, Kansas lawmakers have a meeting over the past weeks talking about the upcoming medical marijuana legislation that will be proposed in the session, talking about the potential implications and what the conversation may be on the floor of each chamber from both Republicans and Democrats, wondering if the Senate will even pick up the bill at the end of the day.
We're going through a lot of changes right now, and I'm not too sure if this is an issue that is a priority to them, but I know Kansans have been very loud that they want us to pass medical marijuana in the legislature.
That was Democrat House Member Christina Hashwood on WIBW. As part of the Special Committee on Medical Marijuana, Republican State Senator Jim Olson, the chair of the committee, says they are close to wrapping up the final details of the bill.
The bill we had was about 85% complete. There's about 15% of the things that we didn't have in there, but they're pretty important.
The Senate has yet to take up the issue after being passed in the House at last session.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Federal and state officials here in the state of Kansas are warning horse owners across the state not to feed their animals top of the Rockies brand alfalfa cubes, as they say roughly 100 horses have developed neurological illnesses and 45 have died or been euthanized. As Cake News reports, the federal agencies are working with state agricultural departments in Colorado, Louisiana, New Mexico, Texas, and Kansas to investigate horse deaths. As they say, the batches of the alfalfa may contain bacteria that causes botulism, the fatal paralytic disease, as the FDA is working on testing to confirm the cause of the reported illnesses in the horses. In other news, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Jody Fortson made a special visit to the Ronald McDonald House in Kansas City to visit 9-year-old Ethan Frisbee, who has spent 267 days at the location. His WIBW reports that Frisbee finally left the facility last week, but before he left, got the visit from the tight end from the Kansas City Chiefs, serving up a meal and mingling with many of the families. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95. plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO, Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. In light of the giving season for the holidays, high schoolers from Silver Lake High School volunteered at the Hearts and Hands Against Hunger of Hastings, Nebraska. As they came together to pack meals and essentials like vitamins and minerals, dehydrated vegetables with rice and soy protein, along with other items, to be shipped around the world to places like Haiti and the Philippines. And it was something many of the high school students said they thoroughly enjoyed being able to give back.
I don't think a lot of us realize where this is going. And when the guy explained to us that it's going to different countries and states and everywhere, it shocked me how many places this is going to, that this is what we have to do to help them. It's kind of sad to hear about, but also it's good that we are doing this.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4, where Katie Schultz with Hearts and Hands Against Hunger says the volunteer opportunities for these students was exciting to let them make a difference in the world. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Double the joy! Double the joy! Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A representative with Kansas Main Street met with Marshall County Commissioners last week, along with Marysville Chamber and Main Street board members and the county health nurse, with a presentation on things to think about while designing the new health department, in efforts to make sure it stays consistent with downtown architecture. The group is willing to work with a builder to give exterior ideas. Public Works applied for 2 bridges through the Kansas Local Bridge Improvement Grant. The county was not awarded the grant at this time. A motion was approved for $244,000 for bridge construction on the East River Road due to the transmission line. The next regularly scheduled Marshall County Commissioners meeting is Tuesday beginning at 8:30. Courthouse closed Monday in observance of Christmas. Final day for business will be Thursday, December 29th, as the courthouse will be closed to the public Friday to close out books, and then will remain closed Monday, January 2nd for New Year's. Costs assessed to TC Energy from Washington County for rock, equipment use, and man hours related to the oil spill cleanup efforts have topped $57,000. Work continues on the site, and the emergency management director reported that a code on the department website has been established to file reports of wildlife affected. Thus far, 4 animals and 71 fish have been affected. The Mohall County Commissioners will not meet again in regular session until Monday, January 9th. They're planning to hold a special session on Tuesday, December 27th at 8 a.m. to consider adoption of the proposed amended budget for 2023 and to further discuss pay and benefits for employees. At their last meeting, the board received bids to reclaim and put cement in the base of an 8-mile stretch of the Gough Oneida Road. Low bid of Bergkamp Construction for $1.3 million was approved. Following executive session, it was announced the position of part-time janitorial, part-time senior services has been eliminated, effective immediately in Nemahal County. Gage County Board of Supervisors at a special meeting Wednesday opened bids for and approved the low bid of Thiessen Construction in the amount of $444,000 for the Gage County Bridge Pile Repair Project. Next regular meeting is Wednesday, December 28th. In a news release Friday, TC Energy advised that the U.S. Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration has approved a restart plan for the Cushing segment of the Keystone Pipeline. They're commencing activities to support the safe restart of the segment, including testing and inspections, which could take a matter of days. On-site cleanup activities continued through the holiday weekend. The company announced that in appreciation to landowners and residents of Washington County, the firm would match an employee-funded donation program toward the Washington County Hospital and will continue exploring other ways to contribute to the community. Gary H. Jorgensen, age 65, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service December 27th at United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. K Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gary Jorgensen with services December 27. John K. Jack Kirkland, Jr., age 87, of Marysville, passed away December 22nd. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jack Kirkland. Conrad R. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away December 13. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Private burial. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Conrad Stewart. John T. Argenbright, age 70, of Waterville, passed away December 19. Funeral service Wednesday at 2 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6:30 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for John Argenbright. Evelyn M. Weir, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial Our Savior Lutheran Cemetery west of Barnston. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Weir. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a muffin, sweet potatoes, Scandinavian blend, and pineapple. Tomorrow, roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and plums. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures warming up and staying warmer throughout this week, and conditions will continue to stay drier. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Staying cloudy early on today, then sunshine in the afternoon with our highs in the upper teens and mid-20s. North winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Warming up very quickly throughout Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. And staying very mild throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. And staying cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Partly sunny skies on Thursday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. And clouds roll in over Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and mid-30s. And staying warmer throughout the weekend. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 66. The average low 20 and the record low minus 6. Sunrise this morning 7:45. Sunset this evening at 5:10. 19 degrees this morning in Marysville. Let's check out the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 26th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Crown Over Auto Sales is growing. New and expanded inventory with great selection of reliable vehicles at the price you're looking for. Service to back every sale and a welcome hand without a hard sales pitch. Stop by and see Crown Over Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36, Marysville.
Big playoff implications in the NFL's Christmas Day schedule and a big breakout in Los Angeles. Everybody, I'm Brian Clark reporting on sports. The playoff push continued for the Packers in Miami.
Rodgers takes, give Dylan slanting left side to the end zone. Touchdown!
On WTMJ, as the Packers made it three straight wins, keeping their playoff push alive, they handed the Dolphins Miami's fourth loss in a row, 26-20. The Bucs kept things on track in overtime in the desert.
1 yard field goal. The kick airborne by Succop. Is it good? It's good. It's good! And the Bucs beat the Arizona Cardinals in overtime.
The call from 98 Rock, Tampa Bay came back from a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit to beat Arizona 19-16 in overtime, an impressive performance in Los Angeles. The Rams dominated the Broncos 51-14. Baker Mayfield threw two touchdowns on the night. Cam Akers ran in three of his own. The NBA's Christmas Day slate began with an overtime thriller in Denver.
Grabbed by Gordon. He's on the move. Gordon down the lane. Oh! Right-handed tomahawk!
One of several highlight reel jams from Aaron Gordon on the night. He had 28, and the reigning NBA MVP Nikola Jokic had a 41-point, 15-rebound, 15-assist triple-double, as heard on Altitude Sports Radio. That keyed the Nuggets over the Suns in overtime, 128-125. Luka got the better of LeBron in Dallas.
He and Beverly, here we go. Turn around, Luka, from 20, got it.
Doncic had 32 on the night, as heard on 97.1 The Freak, overcoming LeBron James' 38-point performance as the Mavericks rallied to beat the Lakers 124-115. Finally, a rivalry reignited in the Bay Area. The Grizzlies visited the Warriors. Jordan Poole had 32 in place of an injured Steph Curry. He was eventually ejected with two technical fouls, but his effort enough to lead Golden State to a 123-109 triumph. Brian Clark, ABC.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at
SDA Deputy Undersecretary for the position of Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs. Here's Rod Bain.
The Senate says yes, confirming two White House nominees Thursday, one for the role of Chief Agricultural Negotiator in the U.S. Trade Representative's office.
In a federal career spanning nearly three decades, I have served in a wide range of capacities at the United States Department of Agriculture.
Doug McCaleb from his July confirmation hearing before the Senate Ag Committee. In addition, Jose Emilio Esteban was confirmed by the full Senate for the position of Undersecretary for Food Safety.
At USDA, I've worked in multiple locations in areas of responsibility, most recently as chief scientist. I've worked alongside many dedicated staff and shared a goal of safeguarding America's food supply.
Esteban speaking to the Senate Ag Committee during his confirmation hearing last fall. McCaleb's and Esteban's confirmation come one day after Alexis Taylor was confirmed for the post as USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs.
Speaking of confirmations, two White House nominees with USDA connections were confirmed by the Senate for positions of USDR Chief Ag Negotiator and Undersecretary for Food Safety, respectively. Here's Rod Bain.
Another senior-level position at the U.S. Department of Agriculture has officially been filled.
Agriculture is not just what I do, but very much who I am. Working to support farmers and ranchers across the country is something I have dedicated my career to.
Alexis Taylor at her Senate Agriculture Committee confirmation hearing earlier this year. The full Senate late Wednesday confirmed the former Oregon Department of Agriculture Director and USDA Deputy Undersecretary as the new Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs.
And let's look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Wildcat fans, Dollar Day is back at Bramlett's this season. All general admission tickets and select concessions are only $1 when your K-State women's basketball team hosts West Virginia on Saturday, January 7th in Bramlett Coliseum. Order your $1 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
The end of the year is a time of reflection for many, including K-State Research and Extension Programming. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Research and Extension Director Greg Hadley shares that this is KSRE's most impactful year yet.
In 2021, we had 2.3 million total contacts. That's face-to-face contacts and online contacts. Immediately being a director, I thought, oh my gosh, how are we going to beat it this year? And the way we beat it is that we have great specialists, great agents, great support staff, really buying into getting the information out in the way that our constituents need it. And so this year, instead of 2.3 million, it was actually 6.1 million.
Hadley goes on to highlight a few of the programs that stood out, especially to him in 2022.
We host the National Rural Grocery Summit this year. And that Rural Grocery Initiative, the reason why it's so impactful is their main goal is to make sure that we have sustainable grocery stores so people don't have to drive an hour or 2 hours to get to a suitable grocery store. Another thing that I'm really proud of, we had one agent in Wichita County, Amy Baker. She worked for 5 years with a coalition around child care to establish the only child care facility, a not-for-profit child care facility in Wichita County. And so that's just going to be so impactful for that county. The other thing, too, is one program that actually got started during COVID, Garden Hour. Our horticulture agents and specialists work very hard at educating the public on horticulture issues. So far this year, they have been educating about 12,500 people. And once again, this isn't just Kansas, but it's the rest of the United States and other countries as well.
He ends by emphasizing the important work done by animal science and industry and agronomy professionals throughout this challenging year.
The drought and the heat, and so a lot of our animal scientists and agronomists have been there through it all, coming up with alternative feeding, you know, proper watering and everything like that, just helping producers to make the best decisions they can given the difficult circumstances of this past year. And when you think about inflation, there's inflation on the ag price side of things. That's where our ag economists come in to help people make good financial decisions. So a lot of people doing a lot of great work out there.
Applauding the impact of K-State Research and Extension Programming 2022, that was KSRE Director Greg Hadley. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales, wishing all a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Their first sale of a new year will be Monday, January 2nd, with a cattle and hay sale at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
If your kids are home from school this week, you'll be looking for things to keep them occupied. We will share a few suggestions from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone in your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 26th. It is the 360th day of the year, and singer Chris Daughtry has a birthday. Looking for ways to keep the kids occupied while school's out? Here are a few ideas. Set them to work on thank you notes. It's a good courtesy to learn, and they might have fun including a photo of themselves with their gift. If weather permits, get them outdoors. Fresh air will do wonders, and nature walks can be fascinating in winter. How about a toy swap? Encourage children to donate used toys to charity while making space for their new things. And check out what's going on in the community. Skate centers, museums, libraries, and community centers often plan special school break activities. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
/7:29 from KNDY, 19 degrees, cloudy, overcast. Steady temperatures, yet on the chilly side for today.
At news from the Mid America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021, and the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. No one is immune from scams.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank. We deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com. Or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO, Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
With kind remembrances and best wishes for a bright and special new year, the staff at Citizens State Bank wish you and yours peace on earth and joy to all. At Citizens State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, you'll find better products, better services, and better banking. Warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season. May your holidays be merry and the new year filled with friends, family, and good times. From Landall Corporation. Since 1963, Landall Corporation has grown to be a leader in innovative design, world-class manufacturing, and marketing quality products and services. Hope, health, and prosperity in the new year. The Main Dish in downtown Marysville is deeply thankful for their customers and extends best wishes to you and your family for a happy and healthy new year.
Season's greetings from M&R Auto in Frankfort, wishing everyone safe travels this holiday season and into the new year.
as you celebrate the joy of this Christmas season. May your home be filled with light and love, warmth and peace and joy from B&W Electric in Hanover.
May your home be filled with endless joy this Christmas season and spent with the ones you love the most from Marysville Livestock. Merry Christmas and the warmest of wishes this new year.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crownover Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crownover Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
KNDY.
Ever need, did you change your mind? Well, I didn't change mine. Now here I am trying to make sense of it all. We were best friends, now we don't even talk. You broke my heart.